Hey, welcome to Caroline and Rashi Friends. We have Coco Dominguez filling in for Rashi. Hey. She saved the day. Coco, I know right after this, you have a new show that you're doing. Houston, what is it called?
Texas Live
Texas
and Local.
Texas Live and Local. What yes. is that? Okay, what is that show? I've been watching it and loving it. You guys have been making me laugh and you're bringing on people that I'm super into. What is it?
So it's covering all things Texas. I mean, we have to make good and nice with all of our cities throughout the Texas area. Anything that's trending, anything that's happening, because we're yes. such a big state, but we're really so close. I mean, how many trips are you taking up to Austin and Dallas yes. and everywhere? So we're just kind of covering the whole state for an hour.
And that's what you do here in Texas. You want to get away. You're getting away in Texas for the most part, unless you're going down to Louisiana maybe, but mm-hmm. for the most part, like, we're planning things to do within the big great state, the Lone Star State.
Yes.
So I love that you guys are talking about things that are going on
mm-hmm.
all over the place.
Just a few hours away, for sure.
And that comes on every day directly after Caroline and Rashi on Fox Local and on our live stream on fox26houston.com. So you get to go from me and Rashi to Anthony and Coco. So it's just,
yes,
it's a
so
great
much
flow.
Fun. Yeah. So much fun. And we've got all kind of guests coming in.
Oh,
so
good. The mm-hmm. hot sauce is a great one. I loved that. That was so good.
Taking it with the spoon.
They tried hot sauce. And then Coco the other day was telling us all about the Netflix documentary on
yes.
the Astroworld tragedy that happened in Houston. Coco's actually going to be featured in the documentary. When does that come out on Netflix?
June the 10th. So the trailer's out. It's mm-hmm. Netflix. It's a part of the Trainwreck series, which they've only done one series so far, and it was the Woodstock 99.
Yeah.
So now it's the second installment. Oh. So it's season two, and they're going to have like eight different things that they considered pop culture things that kind of became a train wreck. So this is obviously about yeah. the Travis Scott Astroworld documentary that ended so tragically.
Yeah.
So they tapped into me because they were like, you know, Houston, you're from here, you've covered Travis for a long time. And so that will be out on Netflix June the 10th.
Wow, there's a lot coming out on Netflix, but mm-hmm. I know that's gonna be top of the charts. There's a lot of interest there from Travis Scott fans to local Houstonians mm-hmm. to just so many people were affected by that. 10 people died.
Yeah,
so
and that's the horrific part of it.
Yeah, and you did such a great job talking about it, because when you're recapping the event, you have to kind of describe the excitement that was around this festival, mm-hmm. but then it goes into the aftermath. And so it's weird.
It is weird. And that night was weird for a lot of people, because people went home and didn't realize what had happened.
Yeah.
So it's
this
kind of a bittersweet
2021
moment for sure. 2021.
Yeah,
for sure.
So anyway, that's coming out soon. So you're going to want to watch for our own Coco Dominguez in this Netflix documentary, Trainwreck, Astroworld.
The Astroworld tragedy, yes, on Tuesday.
Yeah, wow, you have a lot going on.
Yes.
And your son, congratulations,
thank
graduating,
you.
Going
yes,
to college, playing
I am.
Sports.
So they're calling him, they're no more empty nesters. We're bird launchers.
Oh, we're bird launchers.
Take
I love
off
that.
And
yes.
love the world and be ready for the
oh,
world.
Oh, I love that.
So I dropped him off at school this past weekend, and I'm literally like a crazy woman just eating my Jersey Mikes and tears
crying.
Coming down with jalapeno
that's your
chips.
Baby.
It's just the end of an era. You
it
don't
is.
Live with your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, if things go right, they
right.
might come home for a couple
yeah.
of weeks, but you'll never live together
well,
again.
And I think, too, whenever you have an athlete, it's different, because athletes have to go to school earlier before the mm-hmm. semester starts. Then they're committed to playing games during maybe fall break when others might be at home mm-hmm. with their, so it's a whole different
it
ball
is.
Game, no pun intended.
No pun intended. But I will be on tour when the games come around.
Yeah,
so
that's going to be exciting.
The biggest cheerleader.
How's he adapting so far? He's only been there a couple of days.
So I am proud to say, I don't know if he'll watch this, but he still has his Life 360.
Good. We love
I'm
that.
Like, yeah,
we're,
I'm so
we're,
happy.
We're tracking, yes.
He loves it. He's doing great. He was ready.
Yeah.
He was ready. So he's so mature. So.
He is. And he takes his sport very seriously.
Yeah, he's super disciplined.
Yeah,
so
he's
going to
do great.
It. Yeah.
I mean,
it's just me going.
Yeah. I don't have one bit of worry about him at all. Just knowing him through you and the couple times I've mm-hmm. met him, like, oh, he's been born for this. He's
yeah,
good.
No,
yeah.
He's been ready for this moment.
He totally has. Aw. Mm-hmm. Was yes. it a big to-do trying to like move everything out and getting up there? I mean, did you have to stuff your car full? Or?
Yeah, but you know what? His dad and their family, they got him four bins of everything you could possibly want through the fall. When I say an itemized
nah.
list, like six toothpaste, toothbrush, like every single thing that he could want. I would recommend that, guys, if you've got someone going out there and they're itemized, like every, you know what's in every bin, everything is taken care of.
Oh, that's great. Yay. Okay. Yeah, has he ever done his laundry before?
He does his own laundry.
Good.
That's one thing that he's always liked to do is his own laundry.
Amazing.
So, yeah. So I've always been like, you know, let's grill some chicken. Let's So he, this morning he's like, hey, Mom, I'm going to make some eggs.
How's the food going for him up there? I mean, because I know that's a big thing.
It's just 1 week, but I, like a crazy woman, I stayed in a place that had a kitchen and I meal prepped.
Yes.
in the hotel, just cooking up like broccoli and chicken and rice. And so I packed him up some stuff, but he'll be on a meal prep plan until the fall plan kicks in.
So. Okay, so he has to prep his own food until, do they feed the team?
No, we're going to get him on like a delivery service plan. But no, but once you get into the actual meal plan with the school, you'll have it there on campus, and then you're an athlete. So you don't have time to be, you know, making food.
No, you really don't.
Food,
but you got class, practice, workouts, you got to eat. I mean, it's a big thing for these athletes to
eat. They are always hungry.
Yeah. I mean, I can see why. I mean, we watched some of this practice footage even with, you know, the Texans, and I'm like, yeah, I can see how these guys eat 5,000 plus calories. Yeah.
So, but that's what I spent a lot of my mornings doing before us having to be at work. Like, I'd make two meals before because he's going to come home from school and he's going to eat something. I either got to make it or I got to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, totally. So, and he's particular. High protein. He needs his carbs.
He's not like the drive-thru kid anymore. Mm, so.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, well, Coco, this is so big. This has just been a life-changing era for Coco. So you're doing so
you're
good.
Going. So can we go on walks in the morning?
I know. Yeah. I was like, so does this mean you're free to go on a walk and get breakfast?
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we want to get into shedding some light on when it might be a good time for your child to get a pet. And I put this in here because I was like, you've raised children. I think you may have had some pets along the way.
I had pets when I was married at one point.
Okay. Anyway, a clinical psychologist says 6 or 7 is a good age, but only if the parents are prepared to do a whole lot of work. If you really want the kid handling everything, she recommends holding off until they're 10 or 11. It can be a lot for a kid to remember all the feeding, bathing, walking, and the cleaning up. A child needs a certain level of maturity and empathy to know when it's important that they do all those things. Most of the kids will make all the promises, but the initial burst of excitement will definitely wear off. Yeah.
No. And so that's why I've always said no. I mean, I'm sorry, not the bad mom, but I'm like, dude, when you're gone to school and my daughter even, like, who is going, what if the dog chokes? I'm going to have to put my fingers in their mouth. Like, I got to walk them.
I know. And when I think back, because we had that cat for 20 years growing up, we had our beloved cat. She passed away a couple years ago, but I mean, we had her for 20 years. I mean, it wasn't until I was like out of college, adult living at home, that I maybe scooped the litter box. Like, so we had her for 20 years. I never touched the litter box.
20 years is a long time for a cat.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, so we got her. Yeah, mommy, we'll help. We're going to. No. But no, it's not like my mom would have wanted us to scoop the kitty box anyway, because that's germy and dirty. But just thinking back.
She probably did. She's like, my mom would never want us to touch cats.
I don't know. You know, like, depends on how old you are. So if you're like an old enough kid that knows, okay, if I touch the scooper and we got to wash the hands and we got to make sure. So, yeah, I mean, I probably totally could have handled that in high school.
Yeah, but if
I didn't.
You're just like.
So it's like it becomes fully the parents' responsibility.
And cats are easier, I think.
They are. And still, I'm like, I've never changed that litter box, not once. You know what I'm saying? So kids make these, like, yeah, we'll help. No, they're not going to help.
They're not going to help.
So it's going to probably be on you, I'm sure.
Yeah, another kid.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it becomes. Mm-hmm. We fed her, though. We were good at, like, giving her her wet food in the afternoon or the treats, but that was about it.
Well, I mean, your contribution helped the 20 years.
I know. And it was a little stray cat that we found from the golf course.
Aww.
And she lived 20. I grew up with this cat.
What was her name?
Angel. I named her. She's black and white.
Oh, so cute.
I know. Isn't that crazy? But also, when you get a pet, they can live multiple years. 2 decades this cat lived. So it's
9 lives.
Like, yes. Literally. This cat did have 9 lives. Anyway, we'll be right back with more Caroline and Marashi. All right. So I feel like this can't really apply to us, Coco, because anytime I'm sure you've traveled to cover anything like the World Series or something, it's crazy and you don't have 2 seconds to even do anything outside of work.
Absolutely.
So a growing trend has many workers making the most out of corporate travel. It is called blended travel or bleisure, when business travelers mix work with fun by adding personal time or bringing loved ones along for the ride. A survey from YouGov reveals 74% of employees would invite a family member or friend on a work trip. 1 out of 5 say that they have actually brought someone along and not told their boss. So what Connor tends to do for his job, because he travels a lot, is, so if we're in the Dallas area or if we're in Austin or like wherever our weekend plans take us, he might then schedule meetings that coincide with the fact that we're already there. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So that makes sense, I guess.
Yes.
But I'm not like coming with him on his work trips, because I have my own job.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, I've been on a work trip where I'll be at the beach while you go to all your meetings.
Totally. I get that. It's like it's a hotel room that you have anyway. So it's like
big enough for both of us.
Yeah. So why not?
Let it go to waste.
Sit on the beach while you do your conference. Yeah, I know he just had a big conference in Orlando, and there were some spouses that came along and they went to Disney or Universal while all the people were in the conference, and so they kind of did their own thing or they went to the pool. So I think that's like pretty normal, right?
I think so. I mean, but there are also people who take advantage of it and don't really know how to separate, like they're late for the meeting.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
You still got to put your job as a priority for sure.
I was thinking about going to that one because I did want to go to Universal Studios, but
always.
I know. I love like Universal and Disney, but then I ended up going home for Mother's Day, so I didn't go. But I guess that would have been fun.
It would have.
And I know people in his company, so I would have, you know, we would have gone to the pool, we would have done lunch, so.
Without interrupting the workflow,
for sure.
They
would all be fine on their work trip. But yeah, so I think if it's a free hotel room,
Might as well. I mean, I don't know about the hiding it from, you know, it just depends on how strict it is.
Yeah, and so in this case, because it was a conference and everybody was at this hotel, the spouses that were there, it was a known thing. It's like, oh, yeah, my wife, and that's fine. Like, if the company's cool with it, you know, it wasn't a big deal, I guess. So maybe I'll tag along one of these times. Maybe not. Not sure, but we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. We are continuing the discussion on friends and buddies, whatever you want to call them. So is it cute or is it cringe to send a thank you text after you hang out with a friend? Why would that be cringe?
I guess some people do cringy things.
I know. Like, listen to this. People are divided over what's being called millennial thank you notes.
How?
I know. So a mental health counselor says that millennials tend to send a thank you text because they prefer face-to-face connection, like what they grew up with experiencing, so they're more appreciative, and then they're likely to say thank you compared to Gen Z. Okay, I am a millennial, and why is this a generational thing? And if I hang out with friends, what is wrong with being like, hey, I had so much fun hanging out. Thanks for having us over to your pool, or, you know, thanks for having me up at the whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're probably trying to say that some people say it in person. Because you say it in person, I mean, we could say it in person, be like, oh my God, thank you for making time. It's so good to see you. Or maybe they don't say their thank yous in person and then they wait till after. But maybe that could be it.
I probably do both.
But thank yous are good no matter what.
Yeah, why does it matter if it's coming in text, in person? I mean, I also think now, like, you have a lot going on, as we just discussed. We all have things going on, especially when you have kids and all that. So if a friend.
Planning for a wedding?
Yeah. If a friend is taking the time out to meet me for lunch, I'm appreciative of it, right?
That's always a thank you.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Definitely send that thank you text.
I agree. I don't understand what would be so wrong with sending a text like that. But, of course, I'm in that age bracket, I guess. I don't know.
They're not talking about you.
Well, I hope not. No. But, I mean, I don't know. Okay, when you make plans with your friends, don't you follow up with a text like, oh my God, that was so much fun. Let's do it again.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially the next day. Hey, how are you?
Yeah. And you got to send all the pictures from the night.
Yeah.
Girl, we got the cutest picture. Or someone's always like, send the pic.
Send the pics.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that definitely say thank you. I mean, be grateful of people's time.
I agree. I don't know why people make simple, normal things weird. Like, if I text a thank you, how is that weird or whatever? It's just like different generations picking on different generations.
Yeah. We're all the same at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's just a thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm okay.
But also, we've talked a lot about how it's like hard to make friends as adults, but I feel like me and you, we're always like making new friends, you know? I mean, immediately, Coco was pretty much my first friend here, I would say. It was like, she introduced herself. I was like, who is this woman? And then about 2 weeks later, we were out together and it was outside of work. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love her.
But you have such an outgoing personality. Some people, it is harder for them to make friends because they're not going to be like us.
Yeah. It's fun to find people who kind of are, first of all, you know, they talk about how if you live in close proximity with someone, you're more likely to be friends with them. If you work with someone and you're seeing them every day, you're more likely to be friends with each other. All these little things. But also, I think mindset for us, like, we love to go out and have a nice time on a Saturday night or like a brunch on a Sunday or whatever. So I feel like we just aligned on that.
We do.
So it was like an easy friendship.
It's so easy. And we're so close.
Yeah.
proximity-wise,
yes. It's funny too, because I mean, when you think about your work friends, I see you guys more than I see family members. Mm-hmm. And friends that I've had for years. Like, I see you guys all the time.
And you know, it's okay to make friends. It's okay to have associates and not consider them friends. Do you know what I'm saying?
1,000%.
Not everyone is a friend.
Oh, I agree.
You can have people that you hang out with and you kind of keep it there. But yeah.
I agree fully. Not everybody that you work with has to be your friend. But I'm very lucky that I have a couple that have become very good friends.
Yes.
Oh. But it's okay to be choosy, right?
It is okay to be choosy.
Yeah.
You just, you know, you can still hang out with like a group of people and not just be like,
yeah,
hey, that's my friend.
Yeah.
Give the word friend to somebody is a big deal.
It is. Is that something that you feel like you kind of learned through life, or have you always been like that?
I don't think that I did it purposely. I just think you kind of know who your same group is or who your same crew is.
Yeah.
You know.
No, totally. Or your safe spaces are. I think it's totally okay to say, this is my colleague so-and-so.
Right.
You know?
And you could be like the best of colleagues and you're like, oh my God, but not necessarily.
But it's a colleague. Yes.
But it's a colleague.
Yeah. Friends are at a deeper level, I feel.
They are. They are. And I mean, you kind of find out people's intentions along the way, if they're only reaching out for certain things or only need you for like certain access.
Yeah. And friends also, you know, Coco's life got really busy. My life got really hectic. So we haven't really spent quality time together outside of our work. But I think we're good enough friends.
Absolutely.
That the minute we're like, hey, it's like done.
Hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're like picking back up where we left off. Because we'll go through spurts where we're seeing each other a lot. And then it's like life got chaotic and we haven't really done anything.
And then we'll dip over our little desk area.
Yeah.
Just like.
Right? Exactly. So I think that's important too. Life gets busy. So it's like accepting that everyone has their own stuff going on. And when you can get back together. You pick
and
up
say
where you left
thank
off.
You.
Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh. I totally agree. Well, Coco, thanks so much for filling in today.
Of course.
This was so fun. So last minute. So she was game though. She's like, I got you.
I'm like, I got you. You need somebody?
Yes.
Let's go.
And that's what friends and good colleagues do right there. They have our back. Yeah. So I appreciate that, Coco.
Of course.
Well, thank you all so much for watching this episode of Carolina Rashi. Make sure that you stay tuned at 4 o'clock. You're going to see Texas Live and Loco with Coco. Live and Loco.
We do get a little loco.
Yeah, Live and Local with Coco and Anthony, and they have a whole list of things that they're talking about today, and they're always talking about something fun. So that comes on live right after this at 4 o'clock every single day. So it goes, well, there's Houston Live and Local, then we have Carolina Rashi, and then Texas
Live and Local
live
before
and local.
The 5 p.m. So I'm going to walk out of here and then walk into there.
Yeah, which is why we have to go. She needs to go get in there. Thanks so much, Coco.
Of course.
Thank you, friends, for watching. We'll see you next time.